resisted making and did not want to make, and I know that what has been taking place there. And the only reason I'm making this call now is because the situation has changed in the 5 days since you willingly agreed to a delay, and we all had hoped that that's all that we would have had to ask of you. But there's been great progress along some lines there. Jamil has formally asked now Syria to leave Lebanon, and he has been making progress with the elements there that have been creating a kind of civil war. There is a Lebanese Druze plan has been jointly drafted, and it's being reviewed by Jamil and Jumblatt right now. Progress has been made to bring the Shiite leader Nabi Berri into the government, and all of these things are coming out, but most important, the Lebanese army has performed well and certainly has shown it has the capability and the determination to take over, but it can't at the moment with the situation what it is leave Beirut. And while the steps have been taken to broaden the government's base by taking in the dissidents and there's progress been made there, the army needs a few more days before it can leave. It's concluded its operations in West Beirut and has now extended its activity into East Beirut to demonstrate that it is an army of all the Lebanese people. But physically, they need several more days before they can move into the Shuf. And I'm sure you're aware of the massacre that has taken place there, the men, women, and children in that Christian village that were massacred. And I'm afraid with the instigation of the Syrians, we know enough, as I'm sure you know, that the Syrians are very much involved in all of this. And so here I am asking you the one thing that you told me not to ask you, and that is, could you delay a few more days in that withdrawal until the Lebanese army can free itself from Beirut and move into the Shuf?
Ron, I have just talked to the foreign minister. It was in Jerusalem, and now he's also the defense minister. He came back from Lebanon. I know that the evacuation has stopped tonight. I don't have all the details.
Hello?
I will get in touch with our defense minister any minute we finish. And then I will get in touch with you, because what I want to say now is that the two previous delays, which we accepted only because you asked us to do so, and we knew it will create resentment, did they really create, especially the second one? As a result of that experience, I really express the hope, as we did also in our talks with Stalin, that we will not have to delay again. Now there's also a problem of our Rosh Hashanah. We planned it. Therefore, we decided to start it on Saturday night instead of the beginning of last week, so that we finished on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. So it's a very complicated matter, but I want to have all the details. If you allow me, I wish only to get in touch with the Minister for Defense, Arendt. And then I will give you all the details, or if you allow me again, perhaps the First Minister can get in touch with you, with the Secretary of State, explain to you the situation. I don't now have the details, you know, because of the latest event actually, in the hands now of the Defense Minister. So if you allow me only to consult him, to give him the contents of your
Yes, certainly. And let me just say, Menachem, that this progress that has been made that I told you about, and it is definite progress, could not have been made if you hadn't done what you did, and we're all grateful for that, because believe that that the progress does warrant the change in the situation. But yes, we'll wait here to hear from either your foreign minister or from...
Permission that the defense minister should call you back?
Fine. Defense Minister Ahrens, yes. All right.
Thank you very much. I will do so immediately.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that I cannot give the reply now on the spot, but I have to consult the defense minister and also because the home of the foreign minister. I don't know whether we will be able to take it as soon. Tomorrow is a cabinet session, and there will be great presentations. As we told Mr. McMillan, I mean, again, also
yes.
Our last conversation.
And I must say, he was faithful in his reporting of that, and that's why I was most uncomfortable about doing this, and only did it because I believe that it might forestall more bloodshed and more massacres if we have just those few more days. And we all now have a great deal of confidence in the Lebanese army.
So you don't reject my request that the defense minister should call you direct?
Not at all. I'll wait for it.
Yes.
All right.
So excuse me for a few minutes and I will call.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, operator?
Yes.
This was not ready to go into the area. Yep. So we've
got a real difficult situation on our hands.
Well, we certainly do. We have, I think, some differences that are important in the situation as compared with a few days ago. And the differences, as I understand them, would be as follows. First, the Lebanese Armed Force has had to undertake a difficult job in West Beirut, and they've handled it quite well. So they have shown themselves to be a force that has to be reckoned with. And they have undertaken a job in East Beirut that is not as difficult, but politically very important, thereby, at any rate, putting themselves in a better position with respect to the Lebanese populace. Second, the Lebanese government has now finally requested Syrian withdrawal, and we consider that a good move, and I know you do. And third, Jamal has moved much more energetically and positively in the direction of trying to bring these other political leaders into the picture. And while he has not had success as yet, he has a fair amount going for him. So it seemed to us that there was more hope in the situation and more substance to the situation that existed a few days ago, and that was the basis for the President's call to the Prime Minister and the reinforcement of the request for delay that I guess you got from via Fairbanks from the Lebanese government. And it is the case right at the moment that, particularly in view of their move into East Beirut, which was politically necessary, that they are literally unable to man the position that you're leaving. And we fear that there's going to be a considerable violence there, and there has been the massacre of Christians that we know about already.
Right.
And so that represents, on the one hand, the problem, and on the other hand, the increased potential as compared with what it was before. Now, I don't know if what you're telling me is that there's really not much point in us discussing this because there is no way to stop your redeployment.
It's not beyond the point of no return. But, you know, in terms of the situation itself, the problem is not that the Lebanese army was busy or is busy. The chief of staff of the Lebanese army told our chief of staff just the other night that the Lebanese army will not go into the area as long as there's no agreement between the central government and the troops.
That's
such agreement at the present time, although we've done our damnedest.
Yes, well, I know that that's the case. And at the same time, I think this is somewhat the idea of the phasing. There is more chance of an agreement in some other areas. So if Bari comes into the government, they think that will help. And apparently he may very well be close to doing that.
In my view, from what I know, George, they're simply not putting first things first and assigning the right kind of priorities. They should be concentrating almost totally on the business of negotiating with the Druze. I don't think Bari coming in will help them. I don't think their call to the Syrians, which is all very good, is relevant to the problem they have with the Druze. They're
yes.
not addressing effectively and urgently the real problem before them.
Yes.
This is the reason why all this time has run out, even though we've been chasing after them. And McFarlane is just doing a tremendous job. They're trying to get them to do what they have to do. They simply haven't done it.
Well, is it the my understanding, this is Cap Weinberger, is it my understanding that it is physically too late to stop the Israeli withdrawal from the Druze and from the Shoup and the Alay?
That's correct. The army's on the move.
Well, I think that basically, in terms of the request, answers the question, namely that there's no way for you to give the President an affirmative answer.
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Well, we will proceed and we'll do the best we can with this situation.
operator?